Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We were talking a little bit earlier about Carlos Correa's OPS that, and Alex Bregman, $100 million he got from the Astros. He's going to be making $30 million a year in the last 2 years of his deal. He has one season in his career that's a higher OPS than Lance Berkman. One season that in Lance Berkman's career OPS of 943. Lance Berkman's career OPS of 943 is 25th all-time. Every guy ahead of him, with the exception of steroid guys, and Mike Trout, who's 8th all-time, Manny Ramirez, steroid guy, Mark McGwire, steroid guy, Barry Bonds, steroid guy, every single person, other than Todd Helton. Todd Helton is above him, and he's not in the Hall. Does Todd Helton get in the Hall of Fame? No, because of Colorado?
Yep.
You think?
I don't think he gets in.
You don't think so?
But I think he'll be on the...
OPS is, 953 OPS.
But Todd Helton...
Every single other guy ahead of Lance Berkman, and Lance Berkman did not make it past the first ballot. That is so unbelievable. He's 25th all-time in career OPS, higher than Edgar Martinez got in. I mean... Vlad, Chipper Jones. These are guys that are. I mean, obviously there are a lot of guys behind
it's
him.
It's a joke.
Aaron is behind him.
It's a joke. And this guy, you have no doubt he didn't use steroids.
Frank Robinson's behind him, but those are Hall of Famers. Duke Snyder's a Hall of Famer. They did not have Lance Berkman's OPS.
Doubts he didn't use steroids.
No doubts. I mean, he was too fat. I didn't mean he was too fat.
I don't know if that's a direction.
They're all. Jeff Bagwell is just above him. Hall of Famer. Mel Ott, Ralph Kiner. That is a crying shame. I'm on the Lance Berkman needs to be in the Hall of Fame train.
Well, it's too late now.
Why?
Gotta wait for the Veterans Committee.
There's the Veterans Committee.
Well,
which
how
is
long do you
10
have to
years,
wait?
12 years from now, whatever. 15 years from now, maybe.
You're gone by then. Gilbert already.
It is unbelievable that a guy, Lance Berkman, 25th all time, and he can't get in this deal? That is a load of crap. That's crap, in my opinion. Okay? That's garbage. Ty Cobb is just barely ahead of Lance Berkman in career OPS. And he was a racist, and Lance isn't.
Baseball don't care about racism. At least not back then they didn't.
Apparently, Ty Cobb's bat just sold for over $1 million. Del, would you buy that racist bat?
Is a bat racist or because it belongs to a racist?
The racist's bat.
Do I get to sell it immediately?
Well, you can. You can turn it over.
Sure.
But if you were the highest bidder, chances are you're not going to get a higher bid.
Yeah, so.
Because those are people that want it.
I would not buy Ty Cobb's bat.
And that's set the market.
If someone offered me Ty Cobb's bat, I would treat it like I would treat a Chick-fil-A sandwich. It justifies the means.
Yeah.
Give me the bat, I'll sell it, and I'll be fine making money off a racist bat. I'm not buying it, though. As we found out, Jane Fonda makes more money than me, so I can't buy the bat.
Yeah. So the Carlos Correa story is that Carlos Correa came out and had this to say about the Astros and the negotiate. I mean, I had this weeks ago, and I was asked not to say anything because I would know where it came from, but. Carlos was offered, he said that he was offered 6 years, or it's come out, 6 years, 120. I know that he was asking for 8 years and 200 at least. So 25 a year for 8 years. This is where Carlos is right now with the Houston Astros.
No updates. What was reported out of the 6-120, that was a couple of weeks ago. And you know, there was no conversation after that. It's just we haven't spoken about, a possible extension since then. So, I'm preparing like I'm gonna be a free agent this year.
Yeah. And it's not like the Astros can't sign him still. And, he doesn't want to be worried about it. If in the middle of the season the Astros go, if he's having a big year, the Astros go, okay, we'll give you the $200 million. Okay. I won't negotiate. Okay, how about we make you an offer? That's not a negotiation.
I think the one of the bigger ones is what he said later. I'll have it here. And I was like, oof. That one sounded rough. That one's kind of, the first one's like, okay, that makes sense. This one where he actually mentions, well, if they don't like me here in the long term, some other team will.
Yeah.
I was like, oof. Here's Carlos later on in the conversation.
You guys know me. I understand the business and I know how it goes. So there's never emotions involved. I've given 5-6 years of my career to this organization. Rookie of the year, All-Star games. Four series champions, multiple great playoff performances. And if they don't see me here long term, then another team will. It's never hard feelings. It's the business, how it works. That's that.
Yeah, I don't think that's harsh.
It's not harsh. I just, man, it's like, hey, man, I'll just go someplace else.
That's all. Well, he will. Yeah. I mean, I don't, again, dude. Better come up with bigger than 709 OPS. That's for sure. Because last year, if they didn't change the rules and the Astros didn't sneak into the postseason, then you know what? There wouldn't be this era of good feeling about Carlos because there would have been none of that postseason heroics that he had. So, while we can laud Carlos, he's had a couple of not great postseasons. While we can laud him for what he does in the postseason and clutch and all of that, which he is, and he was. I loved him last postseason. If they didn't change the rules, he wouldn't have been there. And we wouldn't have all of that. And maybe 6-120 would be, because we definitely are, this is all off of his regular seasons don't warrant $200 million deal. They just don't. So this is a lot off of postseason and his clutch performances, which is just unbelievable, and it's awesome. But, number of plate appearances and regular season stats do count, and Carlos is lacking in those. I mean, there are other shortstops out there. Hey, listen, if the Astros decide we're not going that way and Corey Seager's sitting out there, would you be disappointed if they – if Javi Baez, he's not as good as Carlos, but he's streaky. He's up and down. But if they got him for cheaper, put Baez next to Bregman, he's spectacular in the field, too. If they got him for less money, if they got Trevor Story, there's a bunch of shortstops that are going to be out there. I don't think you get Lindor. He wants 30 a year. Story's probably going to get it, too. Seager's going to get it, too.
Those suggestions and possible options are ones if you can divorce yourself from the emotional connection people have developed with Carlos. There's something to be said about having a guy who's been there since the start of this run.
Right.
Definitely
that.
Yeah. So if you can get it, like Carlos said, it's a business. If fans can approach it that way, then sure, those options seem viable and probably you wouldn't be upset. But when if you feel that connection that a lot of people do, and Carlos is out the door, you have to go to a different option, it ain't going to feel right. Not until those players provide a moment like Carlos has.
Yeah, well.
Then that would change.
But again, like Carlos said, it's a business, okay? We got this guy at this value versus Carlos at that value. Okay.
And bringing in a Dodger, if that was a replacement, it would be
gross.
It would be, yeah.
Did you say gross? I'll take Corey Seager all day.
Oh, well, he probably has. You want to go dig up some video of him calling the Astros a bunch of cheaters?
I don't care. You know what? And then he cashes that Astros check. You know what he says?
These hoes ain't loyal.
Well, we know John ain't loyal. He roots for 80 teams. We know that.
No.
He ain't loyal.
I'm loyal. I'm loyal to Corey Seager if he's my shortstop. He's
loyal to Corey Seager.
Are you going to hate him?
You're trying to kick Carlos Correa out of the city.
No.
And bringing up Dodgers as alternatives.
Yeah.
Ill.
Is there a Dodger or a Yankee we can get?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Disgusting.
No, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that Corey Seager right now.
We know, look, what John's approach to this ain't new. We all know he's a mercenary fan to begin with. We know that. Whatever's best for John
Whatever's best for my team.
Whatever's best for John.
And if Carlos don't want to be here at $20 million a year,
then what's Corey Seager going to cost?
Going to cost more, but guess what? Corey Seager's ranked let's take a look. You want to take a look at Corey Seager's stats?
It ain't about,
versus,
once again.
Or you want to see Corey Seager's stats?
This ain't about
versus
how good
Carlos
of a
Correa's stats? Let's take a look, Del.
This didn't start with how good of a player Corey Seager is. It's the thought that you're replacing one of your guys with the Dodger. You heard Lance? Ew, gross. That's how a lot of
gross.
People will feel.
Oh, what are we, 12-year-old girls?
Ew, gross.
Yes. I meant it.
People started lying.
Okay.
Well, you're not an ally. Why do you got to be a girl?
Holy crap. Well, you know what his career OPS is?
Who cares? He's
Corey
a Dodger.
Seager?
Beat it.
933, 100 points higher than Carlos's.
Don't care.
Don't care. He's a Dodger. Trick-ass trick. We don't want him.
Dodger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you heard us. We don't want him.
Who's the TV word buzzers? And John is a little wussy.
He said that about you, possibly.
He might have.
If he heard
this
you going after...
This can't be right.
What?
No, this can't... That's not right.
He's not having 930. That was a lie, wasn't it?
No, this is a lie.
Okay, tell the truth then.
What?
Tell the truth.
Don't do that accent.
What is that?
That's the doctor.
No, that's
Will
not
Smith
true.
When he was doing the concussion thing.
No.
Are you going to give Corey Seager's real stats?
I'm going to give Corey Seager's real...
He's already in the Corey Seager propaganda firm.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is just... No. There's something wrong with all
we know is John would throw it. Over an Astro great for a Dodger. That's what we know.
Astro great?
You heard what I said.
World Series champ.
World Series champ. Astro great. For a Dodger,
okay. That's I'm embarrassed for you, actually, John. To be honest with you,
No. His career OPS is 863, above Carlos's 863.
But not that 930 I was hearing about.
Let me
check all his. Hold on,
Carlos's last year was 709. His last year was 943.
Let me check his gold gloves. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me check his
all
gold
right.
gloves.
Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, looky here, no gold gloves.
Oh, okay. All right. Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
No gold gloves.
Registered fielding.
AL Rookie of the Year, Seager, or National League is Seager, but
how many gold gloves does Carlos have? Zero.
Virtually, two or three.
Zero.
Two or three virtual for virtually? Inter player. Yeah.
Carlos doesn't, by the way,
he's
Carlos
got virtual
doesn't have any gold
gloves.
Gloves.
He has virtual gold gloves.
Okay.
And Corey Seager has an injury history, too, as well.
Yeah.
No.
What are you talking about, John?
Yes, he did. He missed almost all of, what, 2018?
He played 132. Yeah, he played 155. 138. He's already beaten Carlos.
And he missed
it's
all.
Over.
All,
he's already got more games.
Only played 26 games in 2018. So
25, 132.
Similar batters through age. One, Trey Turner. Two, Carlos Correa. Same player. Similar batters through age, 26. I mean, Trey Turner's on there again, but let me go with another one on there. Ernie Banks is on there. Okay. How about this? Jose Vidro. You proud of that?
Ernie
Tim
Banks,
Anderson.
Hall of Famer? Okay.
Yeah, but that's. Similar by ages, Hanley Ramirez, Yogi. Right now, it's Trevor Story.
Trevor Story's pretty good, bro.
Similar by ages.
Trevor Story's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Let me go Carlos Correa, similar by ages.
All right.
Okay? Let me see how this. Oh, look at this. Hall of Fame batting, 6. And you know what it was for your guy? 2. Similar, Trevor Story, number 1. So they're basically both Trevor Story. Number 2, Corey Seager. Number 3, Tim Anderson. They're actually the exact same guys.
Well, except...
Similar players by age. Ozzie Albies, Cal Ripken Jr. when he was 22. Francisco Lindor, and now Troy Tulowitzki.
Troy Tulowitzki?
That's who he's...
Well, Troy Tulowitzki.
Johnny Peralta. Oh, yeah. Ernie Banks is in here, too, with him. Lindor,
everybody's
Travis Fryman,
I guess everybody
Torrey,
nowadays is Ernie Banks.
Gary Carter, similar through age 25.
Gary Carter? Did he have a jerry curl?
Oh, like cooler if he
did. Did he have a perm? Like Gary Carter? That's terrible. 1014 ESPN 97.5. 713. I'll take Corey Seager.
Are you
okay?
What's the Dodger pitcher who was giving the Astros the business last year with the face? Who was that again?
Oh, yeah.
You want him, too?
I'll take him.
Oh,
Joe. If he gets outs, I'll take
him.
Yeah, Joe.
Biagini. No.
Joe Biagini.
I know. He's the name. I know. I don't remember his name, but you want him, too? You want all the Dodgers?
He was with the Red Sox before that. With the
Joe
glass.
Kelly.
Joe Kelly.
You want him, too?
Yeah, why don't you just start caping for Joe Kelly?
I'll take Joe Kelly.
You're the worst.
If he gets outs. I don't care.
You probably want...
Hurt your two feelings?
You probably want...
Your sensitive ass?
Mike Trout, who also came after the Astros.
I'll take Mike Trout all day.
Of course you do.
Yes.
John ain't got no loyalty.
Eight full-time at OPS? Yes.
You probably want Never Mike Fiers to hold on the Astros.
I'll take Mike Fiers if he gets... throws no-hitters again.
We know you do.
Yeah.
You ain't loyal.
I'll take him. I'll take him. I ain't gonna let my emotions.
Mercenary.
I'll get you to a Kleenex while we're winning championships.
Yeah, you not be emotional. Just be a hula of a fan.
Yeah,
because right.
Those Mike Trout championships.
Yeah,
he wins them
all the time.
Okay, no. Go ahead. You don't want Mike Trout.
Has he ever played in the playoffs?
Three games. He played three games in the playoffs.
Cool.
And lost all three. He's out. Beat it.
Who's there? Keedy has more.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/ScorecardPlus for details.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here with us. 713-780-3776 to hang out here on ESPN 97.5. We talked Carlos Correa, the Oladipo trade. So sucks. It sucks. Oladipo for Olenek and Avery Bradley. So this is what you've ended up with for James Harden plus the draft picks. So you don't know. I mean, it could turn into an all-time. It might turn into a Hall of Famer, Dell. That's
sure.
What it's trending.
That seems likely.
That's where it's trending.
Yeah,
anyway.
Seems likely.
So, yeah, it doesn't look great right now, what you got for James Harden. But you did save maybe $1.6 million.
And as you said.
Oladipo and taking on... Olenek and Bradley.
And you said in the restaurant business, that'd be big bucks.
That is big money. If you can save $1.6 million.
Are the Rockets a place where you...
If you make, you go from one kind of fork that you deliver to all your restaurants to a different kind of fork, and it saves you $1.6 million, you're like, sweet.
Are the Rockets a restaurant?
No, they're not a restaurant, per se. They do have food there.
If they were, they would have got one of those health code violations as an
slime
for like
the ice machine?
20 games, 20 times you went there. Oh, the service is terrible for 20 games in a row.
No.
The service has been terrible.
There was nothing wrong with their service. Nothing wrong with the food there.
Are you sure?
They didn't have slime in the ice machine.
Well, they did. They are on a 1-for-21 streak. So you sure it's not? Or 1-and-21 streak. So 1 out of 22. You sure it's not bad service and bad slime and stuff?
No.
Sure, they're not dropping stuff on the floor and giving it to you?
I'm hoping that they got really, really, really bad service today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are the two most important games since game 6 and 7 of the Western Conference Finals against the Golden State. Two most important games in this organization's history.
I don't know.
They got to lose both of them.
I feel like James locking down Lou Dort for that final possession was pretty big too, John.
Nah. We knew what that team was. He knew that team wasn't doing anything.
And then when they beat the Lakers in game one?
We knew that that was fool's gold. That was nothing.
It is a big two-game series, although it guarantees them nothing. But losing both would certainly help the cause.
Yeah.
Because then you can get Sleepy Cade Cunningham in the draft.
Did you see the report on him?
Yeah, I think I put it in the rundown that they were evaluating his performance in the tournament and what
now,
that
let
might
me,
mean.
Let me ask you if this is – now, see, I brought this back to you because I've watched a lot of Oklahoma State games. We caught up with the NBA scout and asked if anything had changed regarding Cunningham in their eyes in the NCAA tournament. After two challenging games, he shot just 26.5%. It was lackluster. At best, it was lackluster. And the NBA scout said this, not really. It's what he had shown all year long as far as his inability to get downhill in spurts and issues with less space to operate. If you're just seeing this now from our angle, then I'm not sure what you'd been watching all year long. The hope is that he improves his explosiveness at our level and that there is greater room to operate, which would allow for a much more efficient Cade Cunningham. This is what I've been unable, I think, to verbalize all season long. I mean, how many games did I come back and go, Cade Cunningham, really? This is the guy? This is the guy? Because he just is so lackluster. It seems like he sleepwalks through games in spurts. And then all of a sudden, boom, knocking down threes. He's a good three-point shooter, but, you know, he's supposedly the first pick of the NBA draft, and he takes 12 shots in a game. He takes 15 shots in a game. I want the ball. Again, this isn't baseball where you only get to bat once every 9 guys. He could shoot all the time. If he's your best player, don't you want the ball in his? Don't you want him to take over a game?
It's funny because one of the characteristics that he's getting applauded for was his ability to make other people better. Like, I'm continuing to read past what the scout wrote in this article. Says his help in the growth of guys like Avery Anderson and Khalid Boone show and are a great example of him being able to make those guys better. While you would like him to be more assertive and be the guy, he's apparently a very smart basketball player, and he can see things to help his teammates grow. Except when you're looking for the number one overall pick,
yeah,
you at least in your eyes, you'd like him to be a guy who, you know what, I'm just going to take 30 shots and put you on my back. But that apparently is not his demeanor.
It's not him.
And you know. You have to preface everything because, what? You can't compare him that. Not comparing him to one of the greats of all time in LeBron. Not doing it. Let's remove that from the equation. But one of LeBron's best things as a young player was his ability to, and his gravity to make other people better. And we know the sports talk hype or talk about why is he passing when he should be taking shots. I guess Cade Cunningham is going to have to deal with that. He probably won't early on because the Rockets, if he goes to the Rockets, are the Rockets going to say, hey, shoot all the shots? Or they're going to be like, slide in. LeBron has had the hype of needing to be the best player from the jump. Cade Cunningham may get to an NBA team and go, you know what? You don't mind it if you become our willing passer. That's how you ingratiate yourself with your older teammates until you're ready to take over. And if that's your guy. I do wonder about his personality. What does he want to be? Does he want to be a facilitator, a guy that gets people involved, or does he want to be that elite, get out of my way, I'll get you 25 every night? I don't know what his personality is.
I, Listen, if he's going to a bad team, so he's going to be that guy. He is going to score 25 a night and really not impact winning. I mean, he can and he would. I mean, I don't know if I want the Rockets to get the number one pick. I really don't, because I'm afraid that he's going to be he's not going to be a bust. He's going to be a good NBA player, but he's not a difference maker in an organization.
If I told you he was Ben, I'm not calling him Ben Simmons. He can shoot better, but his ceiling is a guy like Ben Simmons, a really good player.
See, Ben Simmons is more fantastic than he is.
Ben Simmons has he's a defender. He can defend because of his size and his ability. And he's also a guy who can facilitate. But people believe his talents are kind of wasted where he is because they have a elite big man who everything goes through. Ben Simmons will be better in an open system where he can create for others. What if Kate Cunningham is a guy who simply is a guy who creates for others? And that's his best attribute.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, maybe Ben Simmons is he a piece and a major cog in a championship team?
Well, we'll see. But he's a piece of a top three East team right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Cade Cunningham that? I don't know that Cade Cunningham has that ability. Of course, he's got Joel Embiid.
He is one of the best players in the game.
Yeah.
And the article talks about how space operate. Well, you know the NBA game is about guys on the wings who can shoot and guys who can collapse defenses by getting to the lane. If Cade Cunningham can do that and be not only a facilitator, but a guy who can put pressure on the defense with his scoring, maybe the NBA game is better for him. As opposed, I've had discussion with you because I don't know. I haven't seen enough Oklahoma State to talk about that system. Was that system one that created space, or seemed like it was always congested? Did they just spread the floor and let him go to work, or was it?
No. Well, it was everything is now. You got to beat your guy one-on-one. And it just seemed like more often than not, he just didn't have the energy to do that. He just didn't.
The energy. That's not a great thing.
Honestly, it was like, he didn't even, make that effort to run by, to get by his guy. He just passed it off to one of his teammates, and then they moved the ball on the perimeter and then put up whatever shot. I mean, I can't tell, or turn the ball over. That team was just so flippant with the basketball.
Yeah.
1029 ESPN 97.5.
So what we're saying is even the surefire number one pick, if the Rockets got it, they wouldn't be drafting a clear-cut franchise-changing guy.
That's why I think I think I know what I get with Suggs. I'd almost rather get the third or fourth pick when Suggs is sitting there.
Yeah, if they got two, there's some talk that Evan Mobley would be in that spot. I've seen a couple of mock drafts for that. Now that becomes, can he play? Then you have to ask yourself, can he play with Christian Wood? But if you remove that Jalen Suggs, Mobley from the equation, getting a Jalen Suggs to go along with Kevin Porter Jr. and I don't know who's the lead guard in that situation, that would get figured out over time. You have to hope that if you do draft the wing, that Kevin Porter Jr. and his maturity level improves, where he's okay with another young guy and sharing the basketball. Although we didn't hear about his issues being like basketball driven. It was more about the person and why Cleveland had decided enough was enough.
Yeah. I don't know. Evan Mobley and Christian Wood. I don't know. 1030 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. One more segment and then news of the weird coming your way. You never, ever want to miss that.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Tomorrow morning, the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, Del. We're going to talk about the match play. Kind of huge stuff going on right now at the Match Play Championship. I don't know if you've heard. So we will do that. Some news and notes before we head out of here.
Hold on. We've got big news. John Rothstein's reporting that Marquette is closing in on hiring Shaka Smart as their new basketball coach.
Now what now?
John Rothstein of CBS Sports says Marquette is closing in on hiring Shaka. So Shaka's getting out before they get him out, maybe. But that's the news. Shaka to Marquette.
Do you think Texas did it with their blessing? Or is Shaka making moves on just a preemptive strike?
I don't know if they need it. I don't know what Texas could do. Did they tell him, hey, maybe you want to find a job before we fire you so it doesn't look bad? It's possible, but it's going to play out.
I miss something? Did he get fired?
No.
Okay, he has a job.
He has a job, and he's apparently going to go take the Marquette job. I don't care what Texas might have said, but what it looks like is Shaka's leaving Texas to go coach at Marquette.
Well, how do you think Longhorn fans react?
I'm like, okay, sure.
Bye, Felicia.
Now, can they go? They have all the money in the world to go find a good coach. They have to just go find one. But yeah, looks like Shaka Smart's leaving Texas to go coach at Marquette. Marquette, more from Rothstein. Marquette's administration is meeting with his players in the next few hours. Barring something unforeseen, Shaka Smart is heading to Milwaukee.
Interesting. I thought you had to not have a job before you could get it. Oh, well.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works in college. Like in the NFL, you don't see guys leaving to go take another job. But college basketball, you know, anytime you want. College football, we've seen it.
That's true.
College sports is way different. It's just surprising. Unless he feels he's about to get fired.
The writing's on the wall there, isn't it? You lose to Abilene Christian. Guess what? It's a nice move for Marquette.
Yeah, it's a place. It's been proven you can win there. It's been a little bit. Tom Crean won there. Now they fired Steve Wojciechowski, so they clearly had an opening. So it is just surprising that for Texas to lose their guy to Marquette.
Yeah,
but he may have heard some things about getting out before they told him to leave.
Yep. Wow. Interesting. See ya. Well, I know Raheel, chime in about it. Are you sad? Actually, you know Shaka. It'll be interesting to see who they can lure there to that football school. Of course, it isn't really a football school.
They hired an up and coming mid major coach. I mean, who do they go after?
Yeah, but he was the hottest name.
Oh, I'm not. No, that was my point. They went and got the mid major coach who was the hot name. Do they go try to take an established Power Five coach from somebody else, or do they go that route again where they find would you hire the Loyola Chicago coach?
Now there's a
who has two sweet 16 runs in the last 4 years.
So the thought is you don't hire what you just got rid of. So they tried that, didn't work because you know there's the Peter principle. You rise to the level of your greatest potential. And Shaka's was, I can take a mid major and make them great, but I can't take a major program and make it great. So I don't know that they would do that again. Interesting.
Would they actually go and hire from a place they always think they're better than? Like if they threw all the money in the world at Kelvin Sampson.
Now
we've seen Texas,
but they did that
with Tom Herman. It didn't work.
I don't think they do that.
But Kelvin Sampson has been good at other places than Houston. Now he had some scandals surrounding him, but he's been good at Power Five stops before.
What about Paul Mills from Oral Roberts? Was here at Rice under Willis Wilson. Was a high school coach here. That would be an interesting. He knows Texas, recruited Texas before.
Now he does have, and this is if Oral Roberts, by the way, hasn't been great under him. Even this year, they finished fourth in conference, so they won their tournament, and then now they're on a run. But he's under 500 as a coach, and he's on a heater right now. I don't think Texas hires a guy who's on a 1 year heater.
Yeah, he was at fourth. Fort Bend Baptist Academy.
Yeah, he seems like a guy who would have to do it multiple times in a row before Texas gets in on him.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, I remember him from Rice.
He was at.
He's going to. We're trying to. He's going to come on the show next week.
He was at Baylor forever.
Yep.
And he's first. Now his first head coaching job is the Oral Roberts. I don't know what they were before, but his records were 11-21, 11-20, 17-14, and 18-10, and that includes the run he's on now. And like I said, no, hadn't finished higher than fourth in his conference until and then they went on to win their conference tournament. Now they're in the Sweet 16.
Well, sometimes, I mean, what did he take over at Oral Roberts?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't know if the under 500 record, because Texas cares about appearances.
Right. That's so, all Texas cares about. Yes. How about getting a great coach instead?
Yeah. I don't know if they think he's done enough. So we'll see. But at least.
No, he's probably not Texas material.
I think they just.
Not yet, anyway. And then he turns into a great coach and they get another crappy coach.
So, yeah. So who knows? But looks like they're going to be in the market for a coach. And I wonder if they try to. You know, people. I brought it up, but you know, people are going to like throw all you can at Kelvin Sampson, see if he wants to come. That seems like the easy thought. But I wonder what they'll do. But they got a decision to make.
Kelvin's up there now, too. What is he, 65?
I'll find it.
We'll see how old Kelvin is.
Kelvin Sampson is 65.
Yeah.
Does he want one more try at the quote-unquote big time?
Or do you want a young guy that... I mean, he's able to get players in there. Kelvin Sampson's got a name. Kelvin Sampson is a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah. He won't... It won't be this thing where oh, they're trying an unknown at this level. He has done it at, and Houston is one of those programs in college basketball where you can just throw them in as a Power Five as well. They'd be fine playing in a Power Five conference for basketball. So it's not even like they're a mid-major with the talent he can bring in, and they've proven it with multiple Sweet 16s. And who knows what they would have done last year if the season wasn't canceled. He would seem like the clear and obvious choice, but like you said, he's 65, and there's also that we don't want to hire anyone from Houston.
We didn't even mention it. Luis Garcia. You know who Luis Garcia is?
I know multiple Luis Garcias, but most of them have to do with soccer.
This one is the Astros pitcher who last year or the, I think it was last year, had was shutting out the Yankees, I want to say, for five innings, and he got pulled. He had a great outing last year. Luis Garcia pitched an immaculate inning.
That is nine strikes.
Nine pitches.
Three strikeouts.
Nine pitches, three strikeouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would Sampson leave, says someone.
Well, I don't know.
He's making a ton of money and has gotten far. Yeah, I don't know that you want to start over at Texas.
I'm not saying he would.
Those people. I don't think he
would. It's just the name. A prominent name in college basketball.
I'm not sure that you can get better players at Texas than you can get at U of H.
You're right about can you get better players as far as what they become, but you will get better recruits. What they actually become as players, that's a different story.
Right. Well, Kelvin Sampson will turn them into great players.
Yeah, but you will recruit higher level players at Texas than you would at Houston. And then development becomes a thing, and that's been a thing at Texas for years.
Yeah,
in their two major sports.
Now with the transfer portal, like Quentin Grimes comes here, I mean, I think that you can get them anywhere.
No, I'm not saying you can't secure a big time player, but if we're just going off of rankings, you will get these top five classes at Texas that you wouldn't get at Houston.
You know, by the way, here's another thing: is you know doing all the move and everything else, but Texas
Too many cooks.
What you have to put up with at Texas versus what you put up with here.
I'm sure he's on.
Kelvin Sampson.
He doesn't have to deal with that.
He doesn't have to deal with all that.
He can just coach.
He's got
coach
one boss. He's got Tillman.
Just coach basketball.
And guess what? Tillman loves him. He's going to Sweet 16s. He's got a chance to go to a Final Four. Here.
I'm not saying Kelvin Sampson should want that job. I just thought that would Texas try that avenue one more time and go try to just outspend Houston to try to get an established coach who wins, who doesn't have, oh, he's coming from a mid-major. Can he win? And that's the first name that popped up. There'll be others.
I'm just glad maybe the deal is Kelvin Sampson, when the Rockets get good, then he's going to be their coach.
When is that going to happen? At 70?
Yeah, right. When he's 70, he can become the Rockets coach. Right? All right, when we come back, news of the weird coming your way right here on ESPN. It's can't miss radio. Don't go anywhere.
This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, are you going to watch Godzilla vs. Kong?
Definitely. I have HBO Max, so I don't even have to go to the theater. I'll sit at home and watch that.
The director, now here's, okay, spoiler alert. The director regrets not making the two kiss. So you know what? Right now that Godzilla and King Kong are not going to kiss. Are you disappointed in the movie?
No, why would the two monsters kiss? What would be the point? It's about fighting. Why would they need to make out at the end? You think King Kong is looking for fish breath?
Well, is that what he is? Is he fish breath?
Well, he swims in the sea. I'm sure Godzilla smells like fish.
Under the sea. Del, there are residents who are trying to defend Robert E. Lee High School. Mm-hmm. They want to keep the name.
Okay.
And their justification is that Jesus himself never condemned slavery.
Who? Was there, well, I don't know, the timeline.
Do you think that Jesus ever, can you find proof that Jesus ever condemned slavery?
This is a thing where, as a person who believes but thinks organized religion can go take a leap sometimes. So the book that you're referencing, that Jesus never condemned slavery, I imagine it's saying we never saw it in the Bible, was written by men. And, you know, it's been interpreted how many times over? Maybe it wasn't a topic the people who wrote it wanted to address. I don't know that Jesus never condemned slavery just because it wasn't written in a book.
Well, no, they didn't relay every word of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But
was he asked a question about slavery?
He never condemned it in the Bible.
Well,
in any recorded... any recorded history, he never condemned slavery.
And
so
you have proof of that he never did.
Robert
it?
E. Lee should stay. His name should stay in his high school.
Mm-hmm. So sure,
I don't know that that's justification. Apparently, Russia has banned Steven Seagal for 5 years, even though he's become a Russian citizen. Why do you think Steven Seagal has been banned from Russia?
They don't like his movies.
Nope, he's a threat to national security.
How so?
He will kick everyone's ass. That's why.
Isn't that just some takeoff of the Chuck Norris meme?
Have you ever watched the season? He kicks everybody's ass.
Yeah, in his movies?
Yeah.
That's surprising. In movies starring him, he's the guy who's
yes,
a badass.
Yes,
that's
he's
surprising.
A badass. He's a badass. So
dude can barely move.
Live with it.
I'm not in Russia. I don't have to worry about him being a threat to national security.
Apparently, a Thai man had flatulence, and doctors found out why. Apparently, they excreted a 59-foot tapeworm.
Oof.
59-foot tapeworm in this man. You had more than flatulence, my friend.
That's online with, I didn't know I was, I guess the tapeworm thing isn't the same as I didn't know I was pregnant. But how do you get a 59-foot tapeworm in your body?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened. Police were called to a McDonald's, Dell, apparently angered that the mother of his son got him a quarter pounder instead of a Big Mac. A Minnesota man allegedly argued with the woman before throwing her to the ground and then swiping money from the victim's purse. Do you think that you would get so angry that you got a quarter pounder instead of a Big Mac that you would throw a woman to the ground? Dell.
I can tell you that getting the wrong fast food order after being explicit about what you want is one of the very few things I get pissed about, but not to the point where I'm going to physically hurt someone. Look, there have been times where I curse everyone and anyone who worked at the restaurant if they put something on my food because I have to go back and get in that long, particularly Whataburger. Whataburger's lines, depending on when you're there, are long as hell.
Let me ask you this.
Makes me upset.
If you got a regular chicken sandwich instead of a spicy chicken sandwich?
That happened a couple weeks ago.
Did you throw anyone to the ground?
No, but it happened. Chick-fil-A, I went there for breakfast, and I wanted a spicy chicken bagel. and they gave me a basic chicken bagel.
Ooh,
when I got
basic.
Home.
They're so basic.
And I was legit pissed. Like, I don't ever get Chick-fil-A breakfast because just of the time getting here. So I get it on Saturdays. And I was like, I cursed so much, I went and closed my one of the windows so the neighbors
wouldn't
hear.
Why didn't you go? Oh, you didn't want to go back.
I got home and I looked at it. I was like,
did you call there and tell them?
No.
I've done that before.
I've never called back.
This up.
You know, I did complain about Whataburger on the air, and they set us up, or set me up here. And they're like, here,
that's right.
We'll get your free order and 12 cinnamon rolls. I just gave them to the interns.
Speaking of food and beverages, a man checked in as his luggage on a Perth-bound flight, a Qantas flight from Melbourne to Perth, a can of beer.
You can check beer, right?
Well, it was one can. That was his checked luggage.
And he was flying in country.
In country.
So it wasn't a customs thing. He didn't have to worry about customs.
He's taken the advice of only pack the essentials to a new level. One can of beer he checked.
And you have a problem with this man's way of thinking?
It's just one can. That's not going to...
Well, you
but would... from the ride from... Well, you need at least two from getting... See, he waited for the luggage to be downloaded, and he waited for that, and he took his beer. Now, from there to the car to wherever you're going, you're going to need way more than one beer. So I do have a problem.
You think he should have a six-pack.
Six-pack.
That makes sense.
This makes no sense to me at all, one can of beer.
Or he could have just waited till he got outside of the airport to drink.
No one can drink just one.
It's like Lay's chips.
So apparently now, this may set a precedent, though. Apparently a man has sued a woman, and she has been ordered to pay him damages because she had sex with his wife. She slept with his wife, and he made her pay. A woman in Japan must fork over hundreds of dollars to a man because she had sex with his wife.
What did he win with? What was the lawsuit based off of? Like emotional
injury? He wanted damages. Yeah.
Okay, you split up my marriage. Why can't you get sued for that?
The court ruled undermining the peace in a marriage.
Yeah, that's what she did. Is that so out of line?
No.
For him to sue her?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever heard that before. Has anyone else? You slept with my wife, so I want damages in a court of law?
I know divorce is the thing that happens sometimes, but can you sue the person who broke up your marriage?
Can
that happen here?
I think I've heard of it, but not this specifically.
Because if all the damage you caused was simply sleeping with this person and breaking up your marriage, is that enough to get sued for? For being a part of a consensual act that another person decided they wanted to do? That's enough. I could see suing your spouse for that.
Yeah, isn't that tortious interference on a marriage agreement?
I guess we should have Craig Murdoch back on answer that question.
We should. I absolutely think that we should.
What if you are a parent who paid for a wedding and you find out the spouse of your child broke up their marriage with cheating?
All that money you spent.
Can you sue them to get the money you spent for that party you financed?
Yeah. My son-in-law did that. He gets a fresh one and he gets sued.
Yeah. It's kind of why I brought it up to see what you'd say.
Yeah.
You had to pay on top partly of a
fresh
for a marriage.
Then I'd probably get sued for giving them a fresh one.
Just give the money back, I guess.
Yep.
I think if someone breaks up a marriage with cheating, I don't care what the spouse gets. If you pay for that wedding, you should get money.
Yeah. Are you going to marry Jane Fonda at any point, you think?
She doesn't want to marry me.
Yes, she does. She wants a long...
But I also want to be able to do stuff. She doesn't want to do stuff.
I think she'd probably do
no,
stuff.
No, you
eventually.
Heard her. She's not looking for
She's
sex.
She's not looking for just sex. She's looking for a loving relationship.
I'm not looking for that.
And there's there's fringe benefits.
Well, I don't want to buy the cow. I just want the milk for free.
She ain't selling the milk.
Well, I guess we can't be together.
That's it. Charlie Pelillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.